The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Recently, officials from a group of 30 countries agreed to take a more coordinated approach to secure the next generation of fast mobile communication networks, known as 5G. The United States and others worry that technology companies located in countries with governments like China's could be subject to state influence, making the networks insecure. Elizabeth Lee reports on the security concerns over 5G.
5G mobile technology is supposed to be faster, more responsive, and make the world a more connected place. It also gives 5G companies a whole lot of power, says Svi Miron of the technology company BATM Advanced Communications.
That whoever controls the internet or supply the whole ecosystem around the internet basically controls the world of communication.
Speaking at the Milken Institute Global Conference, Maron says with that kind of power, having Chinese 5G technology in the U.S. is a real security risk.
They put all kind of small dangerous midgets inside their equipment that can be called in time of conflicts. If there is a conflict and the Chinese will decide to paralyze your equipment, to collapse your communication system. Basically, they can do it. And this is the danger.
Maron says China is using mobile technology as a tool for spying. And he's seen the evidence.
They are actually using it for massive surveillance against their own population. We looked on the Huawei equipment to the level of every single chip there, and what we found is not very pleasant. This is not a commercial company stuff. This is a kind of nearly a military-grade stuff.
On the topic of Chinese technology, at another conference panel, Jihua Tung of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference says technologies such as artificial intelligence and 5G in China are intended for the common good.
These are intended not to spy on other people. These are intended to help Chinese people to generate more income and become part of a developed nation.
Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Thank you for joining us for Time for Technology. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.